go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello, internets, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. This is episode 151. You know, not only is it the first episode of 2016, but it's going to be the first episode that Doug and Kevin will respect me.
Doubt it.
Nope.
You said that way too quickly, too.
Yep.
This is also the time of year when everyone makes some New Year's resolutions. We all at 8-Bit made one, and that's to kick some ass in 2016. So get ready for some fantastic content all year long. My name is Jeremy, and with me are two men who didn't hear a word I just said.
That's for fuck's sake. I was gonna say for fuck's sake, but it doesn't make sense. That's for goddamn true. Doug!
Kevin!
Kevin's got a mouthful of peanut butter.
You got a mouthful of penis butter.
Peen. You got a mouthful of peen.
Penis butter is when you don't take a shower for a couple weeks, and it's that thin layer. That's
a couple
just,
of weeks.
That's just resting on top.
Wow.
Penis butter. Look, hashtag.
I've never experienced that in any of my lives.
I'm super grossed out.
Hashtag penis butter.
New year, new us.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry for everyone listening.
I'm not.
Hashtag everyone else's resolutions or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Do you have one of those, Doug? Hashtag everyone else's resolutions.
I don't have one personally. I think, here's one. Hashtag everyone else's resolutions or whatever. Stay the fuck out of people's business and personal lives and trying to tell people how to live their fucking life. Just live yours and shut the fuck up, Jason.
Whoa.
Sorry, that got way too specific.
Now, but would you, what you just said, wouldn't you be, it's kind of like a hypocrite, right? Because then you are telling people what to do.
Yeah, but it's my resolution for them, so I can tell them what to do. Just like you can apparently tell people not to cuss in public, and then for them to get their lives together. Well,
fucking Inception shit. It's like my head done explode on Monday.
God. All right, everybody, if you like our banter, you can always subscribe to us, and please rate us on iTunes. You can find us on our home, audioboom.com. And also, if you're on Android, you can do Stitcher Radio or the many other choices you have for podcast apps. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. That's Twitter and Facebook. And soon, once again, we'll own an Instagram account. Soon. One day this year, we will activate.
Post naughty pictures.
It's been over a year. We have not had that for almost a year and a half.
Yeah, and that's my New Year's resolution to you guys. I'm going to start a new Instagram account for the 8-Bit Geek, and we'll be back up and running in no time, and hopefully we won't get hacked this time and lose it all for another year and a half. If that happens, I'm just opening up a new, like, my own service. I'll build one.
What's crazy, though, is that it knows what email is tied to the account.
But it won't send the email.
Yeah, but it won't send you the reset thing. Yeah. So I don't know. That's what's so weird. And, like, we've written to them and we've tweeted at them. So if you know someone at Instagram, tell them to get their fucking shit together and respond to us.
Yeah.
We literally want that back.
Hashtag other people's resolutions. Get their shit together.
That's right.
Right now, we're going to announce some pretty great deals with Patreon. I know that we talk about Patreon every week. I'm sorry, but we gotta make some fucking money somehow. Okay?
Right.
You can always support us on Patreon. It helps to improve our show. It helps to send us to comic cons, pay for some overhead. It's really helpful. We don't fucking spend the money on bullshit. It goes all back into the show and things that that support the the podcast. So we have some new rewards. Doug, I want you to read 35% of them, Kevin, 15% of them, and then I'll read the rest.
Okay. Oh. So I'm reading the first three, he's reading one, and you're reading two?
You could just read them all.
Okay.
You can read them all.
You just read them all. All right. So our new tier of rewards, because they weren't really specified before. Right now, if you give one, because right now, the way we do ours, we do it per episode. Some people say you do it per month. We do it per episode because that allows you to do $1 per episode, but then you can just say $1 and then limit it at $1 a month. So that is an option.
Yeah, so you could do it either per episode or per month. I mean, either one.
Technically, yeah.
Technically.
Because you can do that for anything. You can be like, I'm going to do $5 per episode, but max at $5 a month. So you still you get the $5 rewards, but you only spend $5 a month. It's a lot better, I feel, because it kind of lets you to get cooler things, but spend less money in a mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
So for $1 per episode, you get thanks for the support and access to our extended episodes.
Which go out every week.
Yeah, like almost immediately after we finish recording. Like within... Normally within that night.
Yep.
Yeah. So you get basically Monday night podcast. We get, or everyone else gets Tuesday morning mm-hmm. podcast.
And you get lucky. And you get so much extra content. Some people say that the pre-show and the after show are better than the actual show.
That's true. Because yeah. we don't have filters on during that point, and it makes for a much more entertaining experience.
Jeremy goes on his Texas rant.
Yeah.
Kevin goes on his other state ranch that doesn't matter,
and I just sit here going, what the fuck, guys?
Mm-hmm. And then
can we just record
a please? Lot of the times we start singing and dancing, and yep. then we also have done in the past, we've done some skits.
That's yes. true. So that has happened.
It's a lot of fun. So yeah. definitely check it out. It's only $1 an episode or $1 a month if you want to be real fucking yep. cheap.
if you want to be a poor ass bastard, that's fine. We get it.
Yeah, yeah, we
there
get
are people
it.
Like that. That's yeah. fine,
Kevin.
So pretty much how it's also just real quick how it goes. Every time like we go up a tier, you still get everything previous.
Mm-hmm.
So you get,
yeah.
So no matter how much you spend, you're going to get the extended episodes.
Right.
So at $5 an episode, you get credit at the end of the show at least once a month, just in case if we ever get a lot of people. That way, we're not listing off 30 people once. It'll be like, and this week's show is brought to you by Zeblos. Or Z-Buck, or Ryan, or Katie, or myself, or, you know, stuff like that. So we'll figure it out. $10 an episode, you get to send out a personal message once a month. And that will be, essentially, you can be like, hey, my dear friend Kev, thanks for listening to the show with me. I love you. Suck my dick. Because essentially, you write or read it.
Or you could go this way.
Yeah.
Hey, 8-Bit Geek guys. My name's George, and I live in Florida. I just want to let you know that I think you guys are the greatest, and I love Jeremy the most.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you don't go on any weird, like, hate rants, we'll pretty much read it on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, there will be stipulations. We're not going to read anything that's, like, racist.
Profess your love to your teacher. You can do uh-huh. that.
Yeah, we'll accept
a lot. Valentine's Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. But yeah, please no racist rants. Nothing that's going to get us arrested mm-hmm. Or taken criminal. In by Homeland Security for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be great. But that's $10 a month. $15 a month, we'll play games with you at least once a month on Steam. Like, we'll dedicate like a Saturday every month to just play some Rocket League or some Contagion or some yeah. Left 4 Dead or
Mount Your Friends.
Mount Your Friends.
You will get, mount you. You will get about an hour to 2 hours with us. At least once a month.
Yep, and I think it's pretty awesome. I think it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
And depending if we really like you and we're having a great time, we'll even pull out the drinks and spend even more time with you.
It's true. Sometimes we get to streaming and it's like 6 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that happens.
For $25 an episode, when we get our shirts, hoodies, merch, etc., made, you'll get those. Like, you don't have to buy them again. Yep. Like, essentially, at that point, you fucking paid for it. Like, you anything we get made, you're gonna get.
Anything.
Like,
just some bullshit. Like, if we make a banner that's 150 feet long for a show, you're getting a banner that's 150 feet.
What am I going to do with this? I live in a one-bedroom apartment.
This is... They put it on the outside of the apartment.
Mm-hmm. My landlord's already pissed at me.
So that's that, which I think is kind of cool, too, to get some swag out of it. For $50, and this is kind of... I feel like this one seems like a one-time sort of thing. Like, just you have to do it once, and we'll do it, I feel. Because it's $50 an episode. If you have a product pitch on the show, for $50, we'll advertise it. So yeah. If you want to advertise more than once, then obviously you can do, like, hey, I'm going to pay three times.
Or if you do $50 an episode, you will sponsor our fucking show for that week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll read off, like, yeah, whatever sponsors. Like,
yeah. Me so if you want it done, like, multiple weeks in a row, then obviously just you would, like... You know, set your limit or whatever it would be, right? Like, $200. That's all four episodes, right?
Yep.
So,
and then you would be one of the official sponsors of the 8-Bit Geek, and we would talk about you for at least 3 seconds.
Yeah.
More than that. Maybe. Come on.
And if it's a product that we can review, we'll fucking review it for you also and give you totally great praise because you've paid us to do so. And we will be fucking honest about it.
Mm-hmm. We'll be up front. We'll be like, this is a paid advertisement.
This is a paid fucking advertisement.
Even if it is beautiful. Even if your product sucks dick, we'll be like, this product sucks dick.
But it's the best dick sucking you're ever going to get.
Yeah. Watch, Doug. Doug, demonstrate.
Nope. I'm not the one that sucks dick. That would be the product.
No. We obviously the product would be sucking your dick. And we just put a camera on you.
What? Okay. Well, I'm down with that.
It'd be like a front camera, so no one sees your dick. It's just the product on your dick.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, Kev?
Yeah, Kev?
No, I'm just trying to picture that. It's confusing.
I kind of went in on this.
He's like, yeah, you guys, maybe you guys should have used my dick.
So those are our rewards. So head on over to patreon.com/8bitgeek and help support us, man.
Yeah.
Be great.
Yeah, because we want to be better and, you know, or you could just not do anything and it's still free. Like you still get the podcast for free. So that's cool. No pressure or anything. But don't fucking pay us.
Yeah. Jesus.
Every week we do something fun. It's called Misconnections. We grab actual posts that are on Craigslist in the Misconnection section and read them off to you. We can't make this shit up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Smooth-ass transition.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Doug? Where's he at?
Oh, he's here.
Oh.
never really leaves.
You kicked Doug out real quick.
Yep. Fuck that guy, am I right? Fuck him.
For real. He's a dick.
So is.
So what do you got for us this week, Sean?
Well, it turns out that I went and saw Star Wars for the third time, and I was sitting next to one fucking hot-ass piece of meat.
Who's in this picture, though? That's not you.
That's him.
Oh, yeah, that is me. Shut up.
Man. I guess you shave, you clean up pretty well, huh?
Yeah, and you're a totally different skin color.
Huh. So, third time Star Wars girl sitting next to me. Male for women, AMC, CityWalk. CityWalk. It's just going to sound like CityWalk no matter how many times I say it.
Yeah, it's that little cool lisp you got.
CityWalk. Oh, hello. I sat next to you at Star Wars on January 1st, 1:30 show. You are a cute, petite woman in a Star Wars t-shirt. I was a chubby guy in a Hawaiian shirt with my mom. And also my niece and nephew, so calm down. I loved your knowledge of Star Wars and especially how you felt the emotion in the music. I would love to have coffee, lunch, and talk Star Wars and other interests you have. I am a sci-fi fan also. Anyways, I hope the Force puts us back in contact because I believe we would enjoy each other's company. I would also super enjoy your genitals.
Wow.
Yours truly, Sean Pinnis.
All right.
He's not going to win that one.
Nope. That guy's fucked. That
well,
guy's
unless
fucked.
The Force puts them back together.
Oh, my God. He does not have nearly enough midichlorians to be getting fucking laid.
All right, so my turn here. Let's go with this. Getting into character.
Yeah, see? You look like my Muppet for a second. Holy shit.
Okay. I was working on this voice this week, and I feel like it's going to completely fuck up because I'm never good at this.
extremely cute, hardly loving nerd from the comic book store. I talked to you for a bit at the comic book store today. Wish I could have stayed and talked a little longer. I recommended Saga to you. We also talked about Daredevil and Jessica Jones. You are absolutely adorable. Even if there's no romantic connection, I would love to get to know you better and hang out sometime. Yours truly, don't have a name yet.
The word name. Is there a Russian? What is that? Nah, it's probably Scandinavian, really.
Kevin, you're up.
This one goes out to that gorgeous little black lady at Walmart. Oh, male for
shit,
women.
Shit.
South Point, Wally World.
Yeah, real deep.
No, that's crazy.
My body.
Are you sick?
Do you have a cold?
Yeah, what's up? Are you?
Baby, that's how I live.
Are you dying?
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh, shit. We got.
This is Velvet Jones, by the way.
We got Vin Diesel in the house.
My body is thin height. 6 foot tall. Yep. That's 182 centimeters for you Canadians out there, which I still love. Mm-hmm. My status, I'm a little married, but hey, this is not rather here nor there.
That shit
my
does
age
married.
Is 45 years pimping. It was Christmas Eve, and you were in the bagging area putting your bags into the cart. I was checking your sexy ass out and bumped into your cart on purpose. Boom, boom. You are so gorgeous. And this white man wants to use a tussle or time or two with you in bed or outdoors. Oh my God. I hear white guys can eat pussy like no other. And yours, my dear, was looking prime for eating in those jeans that you had painted on. You will never see this, but if you do, or any other little tiny dark mama want to get on top of my hard white cock, God damn it. Reply. I've never gone black, but I'm looking forward to it. Yo, scrumptious. You good-looking 125 pounds of bliss. Sincerely yours all day. White chocolate velvet. Conversations.
I don't think that people understand. You know, one of the things I love is that Kevin doesn't pre-read these, so when he gets yeah. to the line, he is genuinely surprised when he starts reading it.
I yep. shouldn't be surprised because it's Walmart, but God damn it, you still find a way.
Yeah, you almost made it all the way through that without having to say anything too terrible, but then you still had to talk about your cock.
My hard white cock.
Yep. God. Well, you guys want to run down and check out some movies that came out this week and last week and talk about some numbers? That's cool. Let's do that then. Thanks for answering.
Okay, thanks.
Let's see. Anything here? Elvin and the Chipmunks came in fifth with 11 million. No one cares. Sisters has made 61 million in 3 weeks. That's pretty good.
Not the terrible. Movie I was expecting.
Not terrible, yeah. The Hateful Eight is in limited release and it still made 29 million in 2 weeks.
Good deal.
Have you guys seen it yet?
I want to see the Roadshow version. I really want to see the
70 millimeter.
The 70 mil?
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful because that shit catches on fire.
I saw that video. That was great. Kurt Russell had to come out and talk to the crowd.
Mm-hmm. He's like, sorry.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Quentin's in the back. Quentin's back there. He's like, Kurt, man, you go fucking talk to him. You're Chris.
Hey, Kurt, man. You go talk to him?
Yeah. You know what Kurt Russell do in a time like this? Who? He Kurt like, Russell. Me.
I'll give you a little bonus. number two.
Truck back Wang.
I can't believe this film has done so fucking well.
This makes me really disappointed in humanity.
Daddy's Home made $29 million for a total of $93 million in 2 weeks. Wow. Yeah, of course it was a good movie. I was in it, okay?
Oh.
Mark's back.
Mark Wahlberg into his house, okay?
Fuck.
I got a motorcycle and I'm in that movie with that coolie head dude again. Remember when I spilled coffee on him and I talked about sharks and shit and lions in the fucking water and everything? That was me.
Coily head or curly head?
I think it was curly, but his shit-ass Boston accent.
Hey, don't make me come over there, okay?
Not Jeremy's shit-ass Boston accent, but actual Marky Mark's shitty-ass Boston
accent. Yeah, thank
Boston
you.
Accent.
I am fucking Marky Mark, okay?
Wow.
Anyways, I saw this movie. I made this movie. It was great. Fuck all those critics, okay? It made 38% on that rotten-ass tomato thing.
I am curious what the ratings are. What is it? It's a 6.6, 42 on Metascore.
Well, yeah.
Fuck.
It just yeah, so Daddy's bad. Home. I can't believe that. But the reigning champion, of course, making a staggering $88 million in week number three, the top indie film across the country, Star Wars The Force Awakens, grossing $740 million, beating Titanic. Avatar's next to go. Oh no, and it surpassed
Yeah. It surpassed Titanic, yeah. But Avatar's the next.
Yeah. Avatar's
and they're
next.
Saying that they may happen like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how soon tomorrow. They're saying.
Let's see. And they are saying that it has a chance to beat global numbers for Avatar because the thing is not slowing down. But China, when we thought was going to be a big pull, is saying that nobody in China really likes Star Wars, so it may not make a lot of money. They're saying that they released all the original trilogy in the theaters and nobody went to go see it in China. So
because they just bootlegged it like everyone else in China does.
I know,
yeah, that's true. It could be big. Who knows?
They saw that shit on VCD.
VCD.
Is VCD still a thing?
I don't even know.
Yeah. Either way, this movie's getting a sequel.
I don't know, man. I don't think it needs one, you know?
I think it's a pretty good standalone.
Yeah, just it's a good standalone.
Yeah, I don't, the heroes win. I don't understand.
You know, I'd be happy if maybe in 10 years we get another one.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, me too. Let's see. Let's talk about some movie news, shall we?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. It's whatever.
Do you guys remember those pirates who stole Quentin Tarantino's The Hateful Eight? I mean,
do I?
Doug,
damn Somalians.
Doug took care of, was taken care of in that group, right? Okay, so they actually apologized for bootlegging the movie. Why?
Why? Because this seems like, I mean, Quentin Tarantino put a lot of love into this. This has been in the works for years. So I could see they probably were like, well, he's not a dickhead, so sorry for bootlegging your movie, bro.
So this is what they said. They feel sorry for the trouble it created by spoiling the release. Supposedly, they wanted to share the movie with people who are not rich enough to see it in the theaters. And they held the release back for a week to give the official release a fighting chance. The fuck?
That's so nice of them.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's funny. Oh, man. Hold on.
He's up in the news all kinds this week. Quentin Tarantino is.
He is, but they also have... Okay, so I just read a story today speaking about, like, you know, fucking stealing movies and ripping them. I guess they are... Because everybody's prepping at... What is it? Is it called C... what's the big roadshow? The
CES?
CES. So they're prepping all this HD fucking 4K Blu-rays, right?
Ultra Blu-ray.
I don't know why you have to call them Ultra. Just fucking call them 4K Blu-rays. That's what they are. You don't need an Ultra to sell it more. You know, it's the Ultra Extreme Blu-ray 4K.
Yeah.
And so there's this group, there's this company that came out with this 4K Ripper. And I guess it gets rid of digital copyright content. Like it strips it from the streams and from Blu-rays. And
shit.
And it's already been released to the market. And, like, they're being sued now because they're like, come on. Like, what the fuck? Because I guess there was some 4K Netflix shows that are already out for download. And so they're trying to fight it before, you know, piracy gets to be outrageous with 4K. The damage, I think, is already done because the product's out in the market. And all it takes is one person, right? I mean, essentially, he just sits there and goes... Dink, dink, upload, yeah. Dink. And so, and I think enough of them are out there, but I think it's a losing battle already. But I don't even think I would do. Do you guys, would you do 4K yet? I mean, because A, I don't have a 4K TV. But
right.
B, I have a library in my, you know, I have the server. I keep all my stuff digital. But a 1080p movie is 10 to 14 gigs big.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, a 4K is like, fuck, man. It's like, what, 30 or 40 gigs? Yeah. It's really nutso. So I can't afford that. I can't keep up with that shit.
10 to 14 gigs big? Are you kidding me?
Why?
Yeah. That's way too much.
Oh, no, I mean, that's pretty standard for a Blu-ray movie. If you want to go with like features and everything, yeah. Like, oh, if you're doing a straight like Blu-ray rip, if you're doing a straight Blu-ray rip, it's about 10 to 15 gigs.
Yeah. But like, just the movie normally is like maybe six probably average as for just the movie. What's up, like 10 to 14? What the fuck else are you downloading?
Mine is 10 to 14 for Blu-ray, and it's uncompressed, so
too much. You can
best
do
quality.
That.
It's the best quality if you want it. Kevin knows what we're talking about. Okay.
I'm just gonna say this: my friends who watch a lot of movies have a 4K TV, and they don't download ones that are 14, and they look great on the 4K TV. So,
no,
you're talking about
4K.
I know. I'm saying, well, no, they just did Blu-ray. I'm just saying.
Oh
like,
yeah, I'm sure.
I know. You're like, oh, that's how big is a fucking 4K video gonna be?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm saying, like, you can go with a lower quality. And some of these,
I know, but you know,
it still looks great, man. No, yeah. Of course, some of these like screeners, you know, it's what it is. But I mean, the 4K stuff looks great. We watched Rambo this weekend. I hadn't seen that one yet. The 2008, fuck me, that movie was violent.
In 4K,
awesome.
In 4K or just
it's
in 1080?
Super du- well, it's 1080, but it's a 4. Okay. It's one of those that up
convert. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looked great. I mean, it did. It still, you know,
yeah.
But
man, 4K TVs have really come down in price. Yeah. I stare at one all day, mm-hmm. and it's $850 for a Samsung 55-inch 4K.
Fuck.
So
yeah, fantastic. He got two of them open box, and they were like 600 piece, and they're like 65-inch TVs.
I'm not ready.
I was like, fuck me. What? I want one. He was like, well, I bought them. Like, I'm too late. Sorry.
Here's the reason I'm not ready to jump in. A, our gaming consoles are not 4K. I don't even have my fucking computer at 4K. And from what I've understood and seen, I don't know, maybe you have better judgment of this, Doug, because you've probably seen video games being played on it. But from what I've seen, I've heard and things that it just doesn't look good at 4K, like when you're playing video games on it. It just, it
kinda... they don't play. He has a 4K monitor, a 27-inch 4K monitor also.
Uh-huh.
And like the Old Republic looks great, but I mean, it's a pretty simple game, right? To run in 4K. Yeah. He did Battlefront and... There was it looked great. But it was kind of
choppy.
There were it was
ghosting.
It was choppy at time. Not ghosting, I would say. Just kind of that where like aliasing, I guess, where you just kind of see like the like.
Oh yeah, where you see the rip in the half of the way through the screen. Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of like just occasionally
the V-sync.
You know, moving too quickly. That's where it came in.
Mm-hmm.
But like it was so quick. That, you know, I was like, does that not bother you, like, doing that? And he was like, I've just gotten used to it. You know, like, and I don't notice it in this game because it's everything's so fast moving that it just kind of blends into everything that's happening.
Yeah.
But it looked great, like, visually. I mean, it was, you know, it looked nice.
I could see myself going 4K probably in the next 2 years. Like, when the video cards, when I can afford to get a 4K video card. Because right now, to really run it, I know that he runs, like, a 970, right? But, like, I'd want, like... the equivalent to like a 980 Ti, yeah, in order to do it, you know. But that's just me. Everyone's different. Everybody, you know. But yeah, 4K's coming and all the shit to with it. It's cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. I mean, eventually. It's just like when 1080p first came out. It's like not really everything supported 1080p. So,
oh my god, they just announced the 8K TV.
No.
Yes. They just announced, I forgot who, I think maybe LG, just announced an HK TV, an 8K TV, and you know how much it fucking costs?
Like $1 billion.
they want like $100,000 for it.
That's like, close.
Nope, thank you.
What it's going to be is basically a window into another dimension, and you're just going to be staring at somebody, and they're going to stare at you, and it's like that.
It sounds like The Fold by... Yeah. By what's his face?
By Peter Kleins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could do. I can't do. I don't. I don't think I can handle 8K. What is okay? So movies at the theater do 6K, right? They stream 6K. I think that's what it is.
I don't fucking know.
So somebody in the chat, let me know. But I think it's IMAX? 6K.
Yeah, IMAX 6K. Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess that's still awesome, but it's ridiculous at home.
Yeah, especially on the TV that's under 100 inches.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on. Quentin Tarantino back in the news again with getting sued for Django Unchained. Some guy is saying that he got hit, he submitted a what are they called, a script to somebody, and then he never heard back for a while, and then all of a sudden his script was being made, aka Django Unchained. But yeah. I mean, that case could be really said about everything and anything. I mean, there's music all the time that sounds like other music. There's scripts that always tell the, I mean, if you look at a movie, it's always the fucking same, and you just insert new characters. Bad guy does something to good guy. Good guy goes after bad guy, saves princess. Done.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to wait to see what happens with it. There's not much news, too much to go on, but he's saying that, you know, he had a guy, he had a slave who escaped named Jackson Freeman, who wanted to purchase his family, his freedom back from the plantation owner. You know, I don't know. We'll see. This movie has him trying to buy his wife out of, you know,
slavery
and show. I don't know. We'll see. It's one of those things will probably go away and we'll never talk about it again.
We just got a question in the chat. I didn't know about this, so I'm gonna ask you guys.
I just said it before the show.
Was I in the room? Remember yes. how I left to go get coffee? No, I wasn't here for that.
You were in the room.
No. PlayStation Network's down?
Yes. It's been down since about 4 this morning, I believe.
Fuck. What the fuck?
Yeah, no one's claiming responsibility yet. So you're not seeing like Team Lizard or Team Asshole or Phantom fucking Limbs or whatever the fuck those assholes are names. None of them have claimed responsibility, so who knows. But when you try to sign into your PS4, it just says system is undergoing maintenance and Sony is on the case right now. The best they've said is thank you for your patience. We've got our best people working on it. But yeah, no one's claimed responsibility as of yet. So
we have no idea when we'll be back online. I'm sad that you feel lost and confused. Yeah.
And it sucks for certain games, especially digital games, such as I tried this just earlier, was Need for Speed, which is an always-on game. Hey, you can't play it at all because the system's down or the network's down.
So can you not play, like, Battlefront? I mean, there's single-player stuff, but can you not play it?
No, because it depends on multiplayer, right?
Oh, I wonder if you can play the single-player stuff.
There are the little single-player stuff that you can do. But
load up and let us know when you get done, Kevin. Let's see.
I'm gonna do it right now. Fuck, I'm right here.
Yeah, you guys do your thing. I'm right. My TV's right here.
Okay, so I don't know if anyone cares about this. I didn't read the book, so it doesn't really spoil anything for me. But the next Game of Thrones book won't be done before season 6. But we could have told you that because book 6 has been being written for the last 14 years, hasn't it?
realistically, yeah, probably. I mean, I think the last book came out in 2011, so it's been about 5 years.
Yeah, come on.
They said it would be out this year. But you know, here's the problem. We're at a part in the show already where they've surpassed things that have happened.
Yeah, like they're just creating their own lore at this point.
Exactly. At this point in the show, from what they've cut out from the books and even, you know, and stuff that they've added, we're starting to see the most direct split from the book universe. And I'm okay with it. Like, I'd hate to. Like, I wanted to follow the same story, obviously, because you've done it so far. But at the same time, like, where they're so close together, I feel like it's fine that you split.
And I think that it's kind of interesting because normally you would see when somebody picks up a property and they want to change things, it's usually the whole series is done, the book series is done, and then you're just like, okay, well, I guess they made that change. That's kind of neat, you know? But now we're seeing it on the flip side to where now the show is outpacing the books and the, you know, now do we see... do we see George R. R. Martin take cues from the and keep the lore like in line? And does he take shit from the show now and put it in his books, or did just go and say fuck it and make his, you know, change things on his own? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, at this point, if you continue reading like his quote, he says, "I have completed and delivered the Winds of Winter on or before the last day of January of 2015." Sorry. But the book's not done because it has to go through all the editing processes that this shit goes through. So we should see it this year. It
So maybe HBO had the book like previously, and like they just went through it and was like, okay, we'll take this, this, and this, and this.
Well, that, and like he's been working very closely with the two like head writers and director, not directors, but like executive producers of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, he met with them, and he said, like when the show was first coming out, during all his interviews, he said that, you know, he'd been approached before because this series has been going on since like 91 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's been approached several times, and the reason why he went with them is because he asked them, like, he's like, I just need you to answer one question for me, and if you're right, then we'll do this. And it's who's Jon Snow's mom, or who ends up on the Iron Throne. It was one of, maybe it's those two questions, and they answered both of them correctly, so he was like, cool, let's do it. So clearly they like they know the book series and they know what's going on, and I'm sure he's been telling them what's going to happen and how they can work it into the show,
right?
But yeah, it'll be really interesting to see, because they could do like what they did with one of the previous books and split book six, quote unquote, into two seasons. Mm-hmm. Like they did with like book four or whatever, or book three.
Yeah.
And then by the time we're at like the end of that, we could, book seven could be out.
Yeah, but they already said that they aren't going, they're going to seven seasons, right? And then they're done.
No, they that wasn't a rumor, but they've never clarified that they're only doing seven seasons. That's never been for sure. Because there's still going to be seven books, so I think everyone assumed there'd be seven seasons. But the way that they split it up, it's
yeah. Okay. We're going to skip the next one. This is a boring story. So
by the way, yeah, the single player stuff works in Battlefront, but not the multiplayer.
Okay, good.
So at least there's that.
We are talking about gaming now, and speaking of things being down with the PS4. Valve got hit pretty hard and, with a denial of service attack, which then prevented the store pages to pop up. And then what happens is the way that they work it is that they have cached web servers. And so they're supposed to pop up all this other stuff because you have tens of thousands, millions of people asking for shit. So everything's cached. Well, it incorrectly cached other people's profiles and brought them up to you, and so you could see credit card information. Well, I mean, it's just the last two digits of the credit card, but you can see phone number, the Steam Guard phone number, you know, purchase histories, addresses. Mm-hmm. So all that shit, man. And then here's what I want to know. Everybody seems to have moved on from this, like, oh, no big deal, it's Valve. But they didn't even say shit for like 5 days.
Yeah. Then they give a half-hearted like explanation, but they didn't even like apologize.
Yeah, yeah, there was no apologizing. Like there was no like, hey, this is what, you know, we think you should change your passwords or anything like that. And this kind of we're starting to see kind of a snowball effect with Valve with their service. Like at some point, people are going to kind of get sick of this, you know, especially with like it's your account information. They're not, and their customer service fucking sucks anyways. They've already went on to say this, like to say that, and they're trying to fix it, but they have no customer service. And I understand like everybody is a part of the company and the way that they work and everything, but at some point you're not an indie team anymore. You're the biggest fucking store on the internet for video games. And I think it's time to kind of be like, hey, maybe we should take this shit seriously. You know?
Yeah, I mean they fucked up hard. I mean, people were going into their accounts and be like, "Why is everything in Russian?"
Yeah,
and just I mean, it's just like their friends list was different because you're obviously logging onto someone else's account at that point. And so if anyone had money in their Steam wallet, that could have been compromised. There was so much shit that could have happened, but you know, and Steam didn't own up to it because Steam's customer service is, sadly enough, probably some of the worst customer service as far as like online gaming stores. Hell, as far as gaming stores in general.
Yeah.
If they're really shitty as far as communications go.
And if you want a refund and you want to dig deep into it and be like, hey, I want a refund for this. And they're like, oh, no, sorry, you're past. It's automated. You know, you get an automatic thing that says, oh, well, you passed the 2-hour mark. If you want to explain something, well, you better be ready to wait a fucking week to hear back from somebody. Yeah, and then only to probably get a lot of people take to Reddit to complain, and then that's when the Valve higher ups see the Reddit complaints and they're like, oh hey, let me answer this right away and take care of it for you.
Yeah,
and it's really sad that that's what it comes to. They need to have hashtag everyone else's New Year's resolutions, get your shit together.
That's right. Hashtag get your shit together, Valve.
Here's something that's pretty exciting for me. This kind of excites me and tickles me a little bit. Tickles me in a funny place.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So Microsoft is talking. There's been, I guess, a new rumor out there. Someone's talking inside because this was everywhere this week. They're saying that they could take on the Apple TV. I think that's just a headline. Obviously, they are bigger than Apple TV right now. With a smaller Xbox One device. So think of it as the size of an Apple TV, all digital, delivering your games.
I think the point is that they're like...
Yeah,
like,
I know.
We're going to do what Apple TV's done, but we're going to do it a fuck ton better.
Yeah.
As far as a media streaming gaming platform.
That makes me very interested. A, because the price would go down pretty hefty, right? You're not including a CD tray anymore. I mean, it's all digital downloads. It's pretty much they are going to... what I envision is they're going to do exactly what they said at launch when people were fucking flipped out. When they're like, yeah, it's just all digital. Mm-hmm. So they're moving towards that, and they're doing it the right way now, which is slowly, instead of like, you know, giving the middle finger to everybody. I would be interested in purchasing that. I think I'd pick it up if it were affordable. And Apple TV starts at $149, so if you price it $149 to $200, I think that's a sweet spot because it comes with the Xbox One controller, and let's just say they give you 500 gigs of space.
I feel like you'd have to, if you want it to compete against the Apple TV, you've got to price it at the Apple TV's price.
$149.
Yeah. I think that's a solid price. Especially for like a gaming thing. And I think 500 terabytes, Jesus Christ. 500 gigs. For something that's just that.
Well, here's the thing.
I
know what you're going to say, but if you do 500 gigs, but you do what they've done already, which is have a USB slot, so that way you can plug in an external hard drive to it and just go, you know, and then you'll be able to use that as well, like they do now, I think you'd be fine.
Then they need to do two separate models like they do everything else and do a 500 at 100 and a terabyte at 150.
I'd be fine. I'd be cool with that.
I'd buy the fuck out of it. Don't get me wrong. I already have an Xbox One, but I would totally buy another one to put it in a different room for all the market downloadable games. Yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Fuck yeah.
I would not buy it. I would only buy it if it runs Xbox One games. I would not buy that shit if it only runs Microsoft Windows games, like marketplace games.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's that too. There's like, okay, well, is it going to run Xbox One games or is it going to run the Microsoft Marketplace games, which are like Flippy Bird, pretty much everything you get on the iOS.
Yeah.
So, which I have a fear that's what they're going to lean towards.
They're just shooting themselves in their foot.
Exactly. Agreed. And I feel like they would go with the Xbox because, again, once you take out the CD drive, then... you should be able to pare it down pretty easily, right?
We are 2 years into it, and so shit gets smaller, right? I mean, technology gets smaller. Yeah. The CPU and the GPU can probably be put together onto one chip, maybe, with some big-ass coolers and a big-ass fan, and then we're good to go. Just put a big-ass fucking hard drive in it and send it out.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm all about it. All about it.
So... kind of like what they did with the original Xbox. Well, that was 2 years, and then they came out with the Xbox Slim, right? Xbox 360 Slim.
360, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, not the first one. That thing was like a VCR.
Yeah.
Which is what the next one's like. It's crazy.
Yeah, no shit.
The other big news in gaming makes me a little sad because I feel like we're, you know, losing something. But MLG just got bought out by Activision, and they have shut it down.
Oh man, no quick scopes, no 360, no scoping. Like, it's gonna suck, man. All these like MLG teenagers, what are they gonna do with their lives?
I don't know. But the esports world is growing; it's getting bigger, and everybody wants a piece of pie. Activision has been moving themselves into position to do that, and so they started the Call of Duty Pro League. And then now they've purchased MLG for only $46 million. I guess they were really in debt too badly.
Must be. I don't know. $46 million seems really low. Especially
it does.
I don't know. That's just it's chunk change, yo.
Dude, that's like a month of World of Warcraft for them. Like, if anything.
Yeah.
Like, they don't that money, you're right, is chump change to Activision. They've got so much money. They're pretty much the Disney of video games as far as they can print money, because they've got so many huge IPs that have basically carried their asses.
Maybe we're looking at this wrong. Maybe it's not like, man, look, Activision just came in and just bought the fuck out of them and are shutting it up. Maybe it was more like MLG was like, someone please buy us.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Like, we owe people a lot of money, and there are loan sharks coming to our offices every day and breaking people's kneecaps. Somebody please just buy us.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you could tell MLG isn't as big as
Saul,
it used to
get
be.
Out of here.
Oh, my knees!
Fuck!
Someone just give them the money!
Let's see. And here's a big quote. It's clear that Activision Blizzard is evolving into a media conglomerate rather than a company that simply develops and publishes video games. They already signed former ESPN and NFL Network CEO Steve Bornstein. And they have, of course, purchased this, all that shit, and they've done a whole bunch of other stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, I can see them being, you know, kind of the Time Warner of video games, like Kevin said, Disney. Crazy. The Oculus Rift touch controllers will not be out this year. Okay. 'Cause they need more time to develop. So, cool. I don't know how to take that. Like, you're going to release something for over $400, which is the headset, and then you're going to expect people to pay more when your controllers are ready.
Yeah.
I don't like it. So you'll still be able to... The Oculus Rift will include an Xbox One gamepad, and you'll still be able to play like that. And they just announced that pre-orders have gone up on the 6th, but there's no pricing yet on the pre-order for some reason. And...
Because they're still like, fuck, it's going to be expensive. We shouldn't tell them.
Yeah, man, that's what it is. Like, we can't release this because no one's going to pre-order it. That's the only reason why I can think, like, but you have to see a pre-order number, right? Like, when they pre-order, you got to see the number. I can't wait to see this number because I'm going to fucking, my head's going to explode from this shit. I personally am in line for the HTC 5. I will be going that route because I don't like Oculus's business model. I don't like what they're doing with exclusives, and I just I'm a fan of the HTC. I think it's a better device, and I think our insider Ryan does as well. He likes the tech a lot better. It's a lot smoother, and he knows because he develops for it. So.
Just thinking, you really hate the developer. You really hate the Oculus Rift guy just because he doesn't wear shoes.
Yeah, that's the only reason. I'm like, fuck that guy.
Well, hate shoeless your business Joe over here. You shoeless shoe freak.
Before we wrap things up, we got a couple more stories. The Mass Effect senior developer director departs from BioWare.
Yeah.
And does that change this game that's coming out? You know?
Chris. I mean, it's not good news. I mean, for him leaving, and he's obviously not happy with it because he said it is with a heavy heart today to say that I'm moving on from BioWare and Mass Effect. So that's a bummer. I mean, it's like it's not like the game's done and he's being let go. It's like this game still needs to be worked with, and it's probably so far down the shitter right now, and they're just letting people go and trying to go a different direction with it.
Which is very like it's so fucking EA, right? I mean, buy a developer who is established, they have wonderful IPs, and then they just fucking ruin it. And it's sad to say because Mass Effect, everyone knows this, Kevin and I, it's one of our favorite series. Mm-hmm. I was so looking forward to this, and then when I saw that the actual company founders of BioWare left, and then now this, I'm just like, fuck. You know, it's just like, why? Come on, man. I don't get it. And so I'm heavy-hearted as well, because we may not get a good Mass Effect game out of this.
It sucks. I met him once, too. It was at PAX 2011, and he was a nice guy. He was working on, at that time, it was Gears of War Judgment. And, yeah, like I said, super nice guy. It just sucks that, you know, he's putting his heart into it. He's been in the industry for years, so you can tell it's, you know, it's not something that, you know, that was an easy decision. So.
And we're talking about Chris Wynne as well.
Yeah, Chris Wynne. That's what I'm talking about.
And so he'll get a new game, of course. I mean,
Chris Wynne.
You know, he's worked on a lot of stuff, Madden and Gears of War, but... He's not going, you know, he's not going to be, we're more or less just sad about the game and the state of the game, and hopefully it does okay. But one of the best games of 2015 will cheer me up here in 2016 because it's hitting Steam this month. Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Yeah. I knew this was going to happen.
It's coming.
It wasn't a secret.
Well, I don't think they had a release date for the PC this early. Nobody has confirmed it, and it's still not confirmed. It's still just like up on Steam, and Amazon took it down. Amazon removed the pre-order, and then everybody assumed it would be well into kind of 2016 because the PS4 version won't hit until the holidays. But Microsoft, you know, Windows and Xbox One.
They had some first time they said it was an Xbox One exclusive, right?
Right.
And then it was not long after that they were like, it's an Xbox One exclusive. It's a Microsoft exclusive. Technically, it's an Xbox One exclusive for a couple of months, and then not long after it will be released on PC, and then a year later it will be released on.
Oh, see, I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
I was. I saw that somewhere. It was in a something somewhere. I remember. I thought we talked about it.
What they said when I heard it, like when they first announced Rise of the Tomb Raider, they said it will be a holiday exclusive for the Xbox One. And then, you know, everything else, they said PC shortly after, and then PS4 next year, like the year, like a full year. So I knew it was going to be either January or February, and it was going to kind of squeak out because, you know.
Although, I'm looking at Amazon right now.
Is it up?
And it says this item will be available December 31st, 2016.
Oh.
I doubt it. I think it's going to come out much sooner, obviously.
Well,
they just don't. No one has a date. No one has a date yet.
And the company wouldn't allow their Steam. I mean, this is Steam's. Okay, so Steam doesn't control the publisher's pages, right? So the publisher lists the games. Steam doesn't. So when the publisher wants it out, they publish it and push it to Steam. And so then they work with.
They would do the same for Amazon.
Yeah,
it depends because this may be sold by from Amazon.
Yeah, so. and it may be that's true, and it could be Steam has maybe the exclusive digital rights to it. I don't know, but I'm very excited. I don't care as long as it comes out because I really enjoyed the first one, and then this one has been it's been reviewed like crazy with hundreds and 90s and 95s, and it's pretty much one of the must-play games of 2015, and sadly only 1 million people bought it on Xbox One
because only 1 million people own an Xbox One. No, but
I
played about an hour of it and I'm loving it so far. It's beautiful,
the game. Yeah, the numbers came out and they said that Rise of the Tomb Raider sold 1 million copies on Xbox One.
Jesus.
And
weather effects too in that game,
which is really sad, but we all know why. I mean, Microsoft purchased. They gave Square Enix a very lump sum, and why not? And they're happy because they made a huge profit from that, probably. And then they sold 1 million copies, which is sad, but they also fucking released it on the same day as Fallout 4. Like, what?
Yep.
That's like Elvin and the Chipmunks releasing on the same day as Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars didn't stand a fucking chance.
Yeah.
And then getting pissed when Alvin and Chipmunks doesn't perform.
Yeah. So hopefully we get it here pretty soon. I'm really excited. It's already up on all the other sites too, like CD Keys and all that shit. So
it's going for $30 on CD Keys right now.
Yeah.
Disclaimer: we are not sponsored by CD Keys.
CD Keys wants to sponsor us, hey, out there in CD Key land, wherever you're at. Holla at you boys.
Yeah, the 8-Bit right. Geek. Because we're going to net you at least one sale a year.
Yeah.
No, at least three, because we all buy shit off of there.
Yeah, that's true.
Very true.
Very true. Well, boys, that's our show for the week. That's all we got.
We did it.
We did episode 151 good. It's the first show of the year. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Stick around, because we may play some games on Doug's stream. We don't know. We'll see. My name's Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and everywhere else on the internet. We are the 8-Bit Geek. I'm thinking of a new way of, that's like the thing.
I don't
now.
Like it. Don't do it.
Okay.